Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning, August 7th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, lingering concerns about the U.S. economy, and we may soon be able to say goodbye to the pesky password. Still feel beaten up by the recession that ended 5 years ago? You're not alone. The vast majority of people responding in the latest Wall Street Journal NBC News poll have a pessimistic outlook about the economy. Now, and in the future.
70% of adults say that it is on the wrong track, which is a very high threshold. 76% say that their children are not going to have as good a life as they did.
Wall Street Journal's Patrick O'Connor says 7 in 10 adults blame the economic malaise more on Washington leaders than on any deeper economic trends. A number of Americans feel like the economic recovery is simply left them behind.
There seems to be a large block of Americans who, for whatever reason, have not experienced whatever recovery we've had. And I think that that group is proving to be a pretty big drag on the rest of the population.
In fact, some Americans say these times are worse than ever.
The level of frustration is higher than it was just a couple of years ago, and it's higher than it had been at times when the economy was struggling.
You can review the complete results of the latest Wall Street Journal NBC News poll at WSJ.com. Imagine you never had to remember another password again. Sounds too good to be true? Credit.com's Mike Schreiber says it might be a reality sooner than you think.
If you're like me, you've got 50 different passwords for 50 different sites, and you can't remember most of them. So you keep a list of them in your wallet or on your computer or taped to your fridge. Not too secure. Beyond that, passwords are notoriously easy to get around when the hackers know what they're doing. That means all sorts of personal information could be at risk. Your bank accounts, your credit, and more. But now a number of companies are in a race to figure out an unhackable alternative to the password. And no, I'm not talking about a thumbprint or a retinal scan. It's something so unique that it cannot be copied, but somehow there's nothing to memorize. All computer users type at a unique speed. That creates a pattern that is maybe even more personal than the way they sign their name. Smartphone users tilt their phones when they type, or scroll, or watch in a very personal, unique way. It's now possible to measure these things that people do, these patterns, and turn them into algorithms, which can then be used to prove to computer programs that you are who you say you are. Researchers hope that it's so unique that criminals won't be able to impersonate it. One of the companies working on this technology, Oxford Biochronometrics, puts together a number of these patterns into a mathematical formula it calls electronically defined natural attributes, or eDNA. They're rolling it out now, and if they or some other company can really make it work, we may never have to remember another password again. Hallelujah. In the meantime, if you're worried that your passwords aren't good enough and maybe your personal information is at risk, be sure to check your accounts regularly for any unusual activity. Check your credit reports for free once a year at annualcreditreport.com and use free sites like credit.com to monitor your credit throughout the year and learn how it really works. I'm Mike Schreiber with credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.